Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation by John Owen on Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The love of God is like himself, constant, not capable of augmentation or diminishing. It is like the sun, always the same in its light, though a cloud may sometimes interpose. On whom the Father fixes his love, he loves unto the end. His love is immutable. It does not grow in eternity and is not diminished at any time. It is an eternal love. It had no beginning and shall have no end. However, the fruits of love sometimes appear to be various. Who among the saints does not find it so? What life, what light, what strength we have sometimes. Then again, as God is pleased to let out or restrain the fruit of his love, how dead, how dark, how weak. All the graces of the Spirit in us, all the sanctified enjoyments whatsoever, are fruits of his love. How variously these are dispensed, how differently at sundry seasons to the same persons, experience will abundantly testify. As God manifests a sense of his love to us, it seems various and changeable, sometimes more, sometimes less. Now he shines, then he hides his face, as it may be for our profit. Our Father will not always chide, lest we be cast down. He does not always smile, lest we become full and neglect him. But yet, still his love in itself is the same. When for a little moment he hides his face, yet he gathers us with everlasting kindness. Does God love his people in their sinning? Yes, his people, not their sinning. He does not alter his love towards them, or the purpose of his will, but the dispensations of his grace. He rebukes, chastens, and hides his face from them, but woe, woe would it be to us, should he change his love or take away his kindness from us. Those things that seem to be demonstrations of the change of his affections proceed also from love as much as those which seem the most genuine issues of love.